In this bulletin, Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a Gaza peace plan. An Australian scientist wins the Nobel Prize in chemistry. And in sports, Cristiano Ronaldo becomes the first footballer to reach billionaire status. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. US President Donald Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed on the first phase of a peace framework that will allow for the release of all hostages. In a post on social media, he said the release of hostages is imminent, adding that all parties will be treated fairly. The exchange of the remaining hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners could happen within 72 hours of the deal's implementation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a cabinet vote will be held tomorrow to approve the peace deal. When that happens, Israel must retreat to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours, and then the 72-hour clock to release the Israeli hostages begins. Australia's federal opposition has welcomed the development. A statement from the opposition leader Susan Lee and Foreign Affairs spokesperson Michaela Cash says the move inspires hope and is a step towards the release of hostages and the end of the war between Israel and Hamas. The New South Wales Court of Appeal has blocked a planned march to the Sydney Opera House, citing public safety risk with the potential for large crowd numbers. The decision exposes protesters to potential criminal sanctions if they press ahead with a protest route that includes the Opera House. The Palestine Action Group says it's planning to appeal the court decision. The group's Josh Lee says the plan for now is to take a different march route this weekend through central Sydney.
We're going to fill George Street with people demanding an end to this genocide, an end to the trade of military hardware and equipment to a country which has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the last 2 years, tens of thousands of children. And we'll also be calling on that day for Chris Minns to light up the Opera House in the colours of the Palestinian flag.
Israel has repeatedly denied allegations of genocide, even after an independent UN inquiry in September concluded that Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. Australian Richard Robson has won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Along with Omar Yagi and Susumu Kitagawa, the scientists were recognised for their development of a new type of molecular architecture that could eventually help reduce pollution and combat climate change. The Nobel Committee said the trio were being awarded the prize for groundbreaking discoveries that may contribute to solving some of humankind's greatest challenges. University of Melbourne Professor Robson says at the age of 88, he has mixed feelings about winning the prize.
Well, there are upsides and downsides, and I'm quite old now, and handling all the nonsense that's going to happen is going to be hard work. The facility with words that I had a quarter of a century ago has disappeared, so it's a bit of a struggle. Anyhow, this is a taste of what's to come.
In sports, Cristiano Ronaldo has become football's first billionaire player. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, the athlete has a net worth of US$1.4 billion. The valuation includes career earnings, investments and endorsements. The 40-year-old signed a new contract with Saudi side Al Nassr in June, reportedly worth more than US$400 million. And his long-term partnership with Nike is worth about US$18 million a year. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.